Since October the 7th. 70% of those are said to be women and children. Meanwhile, people in parts of southern Gaza are being asked to evacuate. Hiba Tibi is from aid organisation Care International.
The winter is already in Gaza. People left without proper clothing. Most of them, they already sleep outdoor in the overcrowded shelters. And now with this new evacuation, many of them say, we know we need to evacuate, but we don't know where to go with the new order.
The Israeli intelligence agency meeting Qatari negotiators in Doha says it's been ordered to return to Israel by Benjamin Netanyahu. It blamed Hamas for the decision, saying the militant group did not fulfill its part of the agreement. Elsewhere, police are investigating after an 84-year-old man died following an explosion at a house in Edinburgh. Two other people have been taken to hospital. Tributes are being paid to a British soldier who has been killed while off duty in Kenya. Major General Kevin McCall has been described as a bright light. The Met Office has issued a fresh yellow weather warning for snow and ice across the Midlands, Yorkshire and parts of Wales. It'll take effect from 6pm this evening and will last until 12pm tomorrow. Our correspondent Shingi Mariki is in North Yorkshire.
Overnight temperatures are around minus 10 degrees in some places, and over the course of the day they're set to stay extremely low at minus 3 and 4 degrees in a number of places, and this has been a continuous cold snap and that does have an impact.
Sport. Arsenal are underway in their Premier League match with Wolves. A win would extend their lead at the top of the table to 4 points. And newly promoted sides Burnley and Sheffield United are facing each other at Turf Moor in a game that both managers have called a relegation six-pointer. Hearts can move up to third by winning at Kilmarnock in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? Super News Past 3. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for the last 3 hours of the weekend wind-up. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Good afternoon.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a very cold and dull day, misty, with low cloud in a lot of places. Not much in the way of sunny spells. Frankly, maximum temperature for what's left of the afternoon, 2 degrees Celsius. It's going to be a very cold one tonight. It's going to become clear with temperatures quickly falling and a widespread frost developing. Later, cloud will spread in during the night with outbreaks of rain or sleet, maybe some snow as well. Minimum temperature, 4 degrees Celsius overnight. It's going to be a bit warmer tomorrow, though. Cloudy and cold with spells and rain. There might be some sleet first thing. The rain will be mainly light, but mainly a heavier shower here and there later on. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 7 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So stand by for 3 hours of sporty updates and some great music as well. First off, this afternoon we pay tribute to the late Shane McGowan.
We set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a nap, and oh how the wild winds drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Million bites of the best loyal rights. We had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nannies.
spring quadrille, till the dancers were Fluker and Bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was top of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover. Suddenly there was Hogan from Chelsea to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a word, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man McCann from the banks of the Bug was the skipper on the Irish Rover. For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, putting and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but I was sold from the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock! The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
From 1986, that was when the Pogues teamed up with the Dubliners, Irish folk legends, for the Irish Rover. Right, that in memory of Shane McGowan, who we sadly lost on Thursday at the age of 65. So welcome in to Phoenix Sport on this Saturday, the 2nd of December 2023. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb here until 6pm. And in football, we have the Premier League. It's the FA Cup second round proper this afternoon. Quite a bit of non-league action, although quite a few games have fallen foul of the weather as well. Last I heard, our feature match was still on. That's in the Furlough Non-Division 1 South at New Lodge, where leaders Hutton are hosting Enfield Borough. Andy Gardner's going to have half-time and full-time reports for us. Plenty of rugby union action this afternoon in the English Premiership, the United Rugby Championship, and locally too. I shall bring you all the updates and scores for those. And the weather has impacted racing this afternoon as well. The meeting at Newcastle is off. But the afternoon's big race, the Coral Gold Cup, has just taken place at Newbury. That meeting has survived. I'll have the result of that as soon as I've got it, and a few other results besides. And we'll keep an eye on Snooker's UK Championship semi-final that's taking place this afternoon. Chigwell's Ronnie O'Sullivan is in action against Hossein Fafai of Iran. That started at 2 o'clock. The winner will play Ding Junhui or Judd Trump, who beat in tonight's other semi-final. I'm also going to have the Sporting Anniversaries feature for you in a while. Plenty of great music to talk between now and 6pm. So stay tuned, and it's live. those men are in their 80s, so don't sound too bad considering do that. It's brand new there from the old Rolling Stones, and that is called Messing Up. I've got to take a break shortly, so I'll start going through the football very shortly. In the meantime, though, I can bring you the result of the afternoon's big race. That was the 250 at Newbury, the Coral Gold Cup. And the winner was That's All Right Gino, priced at 16-1, number 11. Second was number 9, Marlon Mission, priced at 15-2. And third was number 12, Monbeg Genius, priced at 13-2. There were a total of 20 runners in the race. Disappointment for number 8, Complete Unknown. Obviously not a complete unknown because he was the 4-1 favourite, but he only managed to finish in 10th place.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Sunday evenings from 10 until midnight, it's me, Steve Robertson, and 2 hours of classical music here on Phoenix. One or two pieces you'll probably recognise, and one or two that you may not. A mixture of classical music, Phoenix FM, from 10 till midnight on Sunday.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
17 minutes past three, so before I focus on the football currently going on this afternoon, we're going to talk about what happened last night. I don't know if you watched it on TV. England women, the Lionesses, were in action in the UEFA Women's Nations League Group A1 against the Netherlands, and they had a bit of a shocker in the first 45 minutes. Netherlands went 2-0 up. Mary Earps, the normally formidable England goalkeeper, did drop a bit of a clanger for one of those. But England staged a brilliant comeback in the second half. Goals from Georgia Stanway, Lauren Hemp, and a late winner from Ella Toon gave the Lionesses a 3-2 victory. They were one goal short of what they needed to actually qualify, but that act kept Team GB's hopes of qualifying for the Olympic Games, and they will be next in action against Scotland on Tuesday. If they win that match and the Netherlands draw points in their final match with Belgium, then England will qualify for the semi-finals. So best of luck to Serena Wiegmann's side in that. Also last night, there was one match in the Championship in the EFL, and a second win on the bounce for Queen's Park Rangers, who was starting to get cut adrift in the relegation zone. They're still in the bottom three, but they're only 3 points from safety now after their second win on the bounce. That was away to Preston North End, a side who made a very good start to the season, but currently not in good form, which has seen them drop to eighth place. Paul Smith and Chris Willock were QPR's scorers in that one. A couple of second round FA Cup ties last night. It finished Notts County 2, Shrewsbury Town 3. A hat-trick from Shrewsbury's Ryan Bowman scorer. League One side goes through to the third round. And there was another victory for another League One side last night. Wigan Athletic, the 2013 winners, who were away to National League club York City. The only goal of the match was scored just after the hour for Wigan by Stephen Humphreys, former Southend United striker. You might recall he was a man who kept them in League One, the Shrimpers. That is back in 2019 when he scored 3 minutes from time against Sunderland. But he's at Wigan these days, and he put his side into the third round. So on to today's football. There was a lunchtime kickoff in the Championship with a victory for the leaders, Leicester City, who are away to West Bromwich Albion. And Leicester won 2-1. All the goals came in the last 18 minutes. Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall gave the Foxes a lead on 72 minutes. Josh Marjar scored a minute from time for West Brom. It looked like he'd given them a point, but up popped Harry Winks for Leicester in the fourth minute of injury time to give them all 3 points. So for now, at least that's pulled them clear of Ipswich Town in second place, who started today only 1 point behind them. But the Tractor Boys are 1-0 up early doors against Coventry City. George Hurst has given them the lead at Portman Road in the 6th minute. But on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. And at the Emirates, leaders Arsenal were already 2 goals to the good against Wolves. Bukayo Saka after 6 minutes and Martin Ødegaard in the 13th minute have put them into a 2-0 lead. The battle of the bottom two at Turf Moor. Burnley are playing Sheffield United, and in only the first minute, Jay Rodriguez gave the Clarets the lead. That is still the score at the moment. In the other 3 o'clock kickoff, Brentford are playing at Luton Town, and that match is currently goalless. On to the Championship, and as I say, Ipswich Town 1-0 up against Coventry City. Goalless at St Andrews, where Birmingham are playing Rotherham. Hull City 1, Watford 1. Scott Twine for Hull equalised just after Edo Kayembe had given Watford an 8-minute lead. It's Leeds United 2, Middlesbrough 1 at Elland Road. Emmanuel Larte-Larth gave Middlesbrough a lead in the 3rd minute. Daniel James equalised for Leeds on 5, and Crescencio Somerville has put them 2-1 in front. 3 goals in only the first 7 minutes at Elland Road. Millwall face Sunderland at the Den, and Plymouth are playing home to Stoke. Both of those are currently goalless. Struggling Sheffield Wednesday, who raced in three eyebrows when they picked up a point against Blackburn during the week. Not against Blackburn, that was against leaders Leicester. They're playing Blackburn today, and they have taken a lead in the 4th minute. Bailey Ty Kadamatri, the scorer for the Owls. Southampton, a side who have been in very fine form recently, they host Cardiff at St Mary's this afternoon. They're 2-0 up after a quarter of an hour. Adam Armstrong scoring both of their goals. And in the other 3 o'clock kickoff, it's currently Swansea 0, Huddersfield 1. The Swans Ben Cabango put the ball into his own net in only the 3rd minute. So we're going to focus on the Scottish Premiership now. It's Kilmarnock 0, Hearts 1. Will Dennis with an own goal the 18th minute in that one. And in the other game, which has survived the weather, it's Motherwell 1, Dundee 0. Livingston versus Ross County was postponed. And this afternoon's FA Cup second round ties. Three of those were off due to the weather. Alfreton Town, who play in the National League North, are due to face Walsall of League Two. That one is off, as is Blackpool versus Forest Green and Crewe versus Bristol Rovers. In the other ties, it's Bolton 1, Harrogate 0, John Dyer Bavarsen after 9 minutes for the Trotters. Great start for Cambridge United, who sat their manager Mark Bonner during the week after a poor run of results, and two former South End United players who these days are on Cambridge's coaching staff, Barry Corr and Kevin Betsy. They've taken over on an interim basis, and they're playing another League One side, Fleetwood Town, in the Cup, and they went 3-0 up after only 13 minutes in that tie, so a great start for them. Elsewhere, Maidstone United of the National League South are playing Barrow of League Two. Barrow 1-0 up after 21 minutes. Ben Whitfield the scorer. Oxford United of League One hosting Grimsby Town of League Two. Ruben Rodriguez has given Oxford United the lead after 11 minutes. The only other goal has come in the tie at London Road, where Peterborough are playing Doncaster. Harrison Burrows, in only the third minute for Posh, has given them the lead. Just turning our attention to non-league, and the National League programme has been decimated this afternoon. Southend United were due to play Wiltshire at Roots Hall, but due to a frozen pitch at the Hall, Southend match was called off this morning. Also postponed matches between AFC Fylde and Hartlepool, Altrincham, Dorking, AFC Halifax Town versus Solihull Moors, Oldham versus Bournemouth, and Woking versus Gateshead. All of those are off. Bromley versus Rochdale and Kidderminster versus Epsley have gone ahead. Both of those are goalless at the moment. The only goals have gone in the match between Oxford City and Maidenhead United, and Maidenhead have gone into a 2-0 lead in the first half there. National League South now, and Averley still in the playoff spots, although they've not had great form lately. They are hosting Farnborough at Parkside this afternoon. No concerns about the conditions there because they have a 3G pitch, and that's coming in goalless. Chelmsford City, who have lost their last two league games on the bounce, they have made long trips to Bath, and they're already a goal behind in that one at Swerton Park. Braintree Town's match against Wayne that was postponed. It's been Premier League meanwhile, and Hornchurch, the league leaders, they are at home to Whitehawk this afternoon. No goals in that one so far. Billericay Town coming in fourth, the travel to Wingate and Finchley just below them in fifth. No goals in that one at the moment. There's an All Essex affair at the Lynn Salmon Stadium this afternoon. Hashtag United coming in playoff contention, playing Canary Island aside in fine form themselves, and the Tags are 1-0 up. Toby Amoralaren has scored for them in the ninth minute. Bottom side, Concord Rangers, just the two wins all season for them so far. They're playing Lewis at the Aspect Arena, and the Beach Boys have made a fantastic start. Harrison Day has got Neddy twice for them in the 7th and the 24th minutes. And just turning our attention now to the Eastbourne North, a few postponements there as well. Brentwood Town, their match at Brightley Sea Region has gone ahead. That's currently goalless. Walthamstow are hosting Bowers and Pitsy. No goals in that one. But Basildon United's match against Stowmarket Town. Redbridge versus Ipswich Wanderers, and also Wroxham's, Heybridge Swifts game at Wroxham. They have all fallen foul of the weather. We've got Waltham Abbey playing Barton Rovers in the Southern League Division 1 Central. I'll keep an eye on that. We've got FA Vars ties, well, I think most of those have been postponed as well, actually. And also games in the Essex Senior and the Furlough. Now, just before I do the travel, a couple more goals to report. Stoke have got in front of Plymouth in the Championship. Tyrese Campbell after 23 minutes. And in the National League, it's now Oxford City 0, Maidenhead United 3. The time now is 28 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Just taking a look at the roads across our area. It was busy in Brentwood earlier on Good Road, Shenfield Road and E Grey Road, going towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner, but that looks to have eased up now. In fact, Brentwood wasn't very busy at all when I came through and about an hour ago, so hopefully that will stay the case. Billericay High Street is a bit busy though, between Sun Street and the junction of Western Road and Norsey Road. M11 Underground is slow between Junction 7 for Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. And the A127 London bound currently a bit busy between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen interchange. High Street in Epping is currently a bit busy as well. And in the Harlow area, Kings Lane, the A414, and Rayleigh Lane from M11 Junction 7, going up towards North Wheel Market, are a bit busy at the moment. A few hotspots in Chelmsford this afternoon. Partway eastbound is slow between Rainsford Lane and Highbridge Road. Springfield Road between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road is a bit busy. And a few of the approaches to the Army and Navy, to Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road, and the Baddow Bypass, all a bit busy this afternoon. Public transport is engineering works on Greater Anglia, which are affecting services between Chelmsford and Witham. Also, strike action from the ASLEF union is affecting C2C services, very restricted service on the C2C line, so please check before you travel. Just having a look at TfL. Meanwhile, London Overground has no service all weekend between South Tottenham and Barking. Riverside replacement buses are in operation. DLR has no service between Poplars, Trafford International and Beckton and Woolwich Arsenal. Again, that is all weekend and there are replacement bus services. There's a number of things to report on the Underground. Severe delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Tickets are being accepted on London buses. Severe delays due to train cancellations on the Circle Line as well. And some minor delays also on the Victoria Line. I will have another update around 1 hour from now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Head underwater and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even I know that. Made room for me, but it's too soon. Blank stares at blank pages.
Sarah Bareilles and Love Song, 25 to 4 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is Phoenix Sport. Good to have you along on this very cold Saturday afternoon. I hope that you're warm. Just before we get back to the football, I'm going to focus on other sports. Two more racing results for you. 256, Bangoron D. First was number four. She's up in court price at 3-1. Second, number five, Piper's Cross, the 15-8 favourite. And third was number six, Well Paid Soldier, priced at 9-1. Seven runners in that race. And in 316 at Doncaster, that was last race of the afternoon at Doncaster. Hang on, where's it gone? No, the result hasn't come up yet. It's late for some reason, so I'll bring you that one as soon as I have it. On to rugby union now, and this afternoon there's a couple of games in the English Premiership. Bristol are playing Gloucester. Bristol currently winning 41-26, and Bath entertained Exeter Chiefs. It's currently 12-10 to Bath. Saracens play Northampton Saints. That one starts at 4:30. Last night, Leaders Sale were well beaten, 36-3 by Harlequins, who moved up to second place, 1 point behind them as a result. Meanwhile, in the United Rugby Championship, there's been one match already today, and the final score was Bulls 44, Sharks 10. Bulls currently in second place behind Glasgow Warriors, who lost last night, although they stayed top of the table. Munster beat them by 40 points to 29. There's a couple of other matches underway this afternoon. Cardiff Rugby currently playing Scarlets, and Cardiff winning 14-12. And the other current score is Lions 8, Dragons 7. So getting back to football, a few more goals have gone in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. FA Cup, Gillingham, it's home to Charlton, and the Jewels have scored in quick succession against their league one opponents. Bacordi Bon gave them a lead after 27 minutes, and former Lake Norian striker Bond. And Timothy Dieng, former Safford United midfielder, has doubled the score after the half mark. So, Gillingham of League 2, currently 2-0 up against Charlton of League 1. Also winning 2-0 at Burnley, now in the Premier League against Sheffield United. Jacob Brunn-Larsen has doubled their lead in the 29th minute. League 1, it's Northampton 0, Portsmouth 2, Sean Raggett and Paddy Lane the score for Pompey. In the Isthmian North, Bowes and Pitsy have gone into a 1-0 lead at Walthamstow. Matt Price, the scorer for them after 24 minutes. Scottish Premiership, Dundee have equalised in their match at Motherwell. No, just got ahead actually. Lyle Cameron gave them the lead on 31, and Owen Beck has put them 2-1 up on 34 after Motherwell went into an early lead. FA Cup, it's Bolton 2, Harrogate 0 now. John Dyer, Bavarsen, has scored his, and Bolton second on 33 minutes. And the FA Cup, Mason United of the National League South, I understand, have equalised against Barrow from League 2. It's now one apiece in that one. It's been Premier League, Billericay Town have fallen behind at Wingate and Finchley, who scored in the 37th minute. Championship, it's now Leeds 3, Middlesbrough 1. Leeds have scored from the penalty spot in the 38th minute. Joel Pirro was the scorer. Elsewhere in snooker this afternoon, it's the UK Championship semi-finals, and Chigwell's Roddy O'Sullivan, good friend of Phoenix FM, of course, he is currently playing Hossein Vafai of Iran, and it's looking good for Roddy at the moment. He is currently winning by 5-2. The winner of that match will play either Ding Junhui of China or Judd Trump, who meets in tonight's other semi-final. There's one more goal just gone in the FA Cup. Morecambe have taken the lead away at Wycombe Wanderers, and they're winning that tie by a goal to nil. We'll do the sporting anniversary shortly after Elvis Costello and Veronica.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica.
Welcome into Sporting Anniversaries, a regular feature in which we look at momentous sporting events that have taken place on this day or this week in years gone by. First off, we go back 46 years to the 4th of December 1977. In cricket, the West Indies won the first World Series test against Australia at VFL Park in Melbourne by 3 wickets. They were chasing 235 for victory, and Viv Richards with 56 and Clive Lloyd with 44 guided the Windies to 237 for 7 with 2 days to spare. Quite a spectacular performance there. And 28 years ago this week, on the 3rd of December 1995, England wicketkeeper Jack Russell dismissed Clive Eckstein with his record 11th catch in the second test against South Africa in Johannesburg. 6 years ago in boxing, on the 1st of December 2017, Tyson Fury dominated much of the fight, but he survived 2 knockdowns to force a split decision draw with defending WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And finally, 370 years ago this week, on the 1st of December 1653, an athlete from Croydon was reported to have run 20 miles from St Albans to London in less than 90 minutes. That's it for this week. I'll have another sporty anniversaries feature very soon for you. In football, the National League South, it's Aveley 1, Farnborough 0. Manny Ogunwindi has scored for the Millers on 37 minutes. It's now Bath City 2, Chelmsford City 1. The Clarence went 2-0 down, but they have just pulled one back, I understand.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm going to get straight back to the football. We've got the first half times coming through in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. At Portman Road in the Championship, it's now Ipswich 2, Coventry 0. Wes Burns, 4 minutes before half time, doubling the Tractor Boys' lead. It's now hashtag 2, Canvey Island 0 in the ESPN Premier. Percy Kiange Betty, 2 minutes before the break, adding to the goal by Toby Morvalava, which opened the scoring for the Tags after 9 minutes. Plymouth have equalised against Stoke in the Championship. Mustafa Bundu after 43 minutes at Home Park. It's now Bolton 3, Harrogate 0 in the FA Cup, and John Dyer Bavarson has sealed his hat-trick for the Trotters 2 minutes before the break. Goal at the Den in the Championship. It's Millwall 1, Sunderland 0. Kevin Nisbet for the Lions on 44 minutes. And as I mentioned before, Chelmsford City have pulled one back at Bath, although they're still losing 2-1. It was an own goal by a Bath player just before half-time there. FA Cup, Newport County of League 2-1, Barnet of the National League 0, Shane McLaughlin after 44 minutes. First half-time to come through is Brightling Sea Region versus Brentwood Town in the ESPN North. That is goalless. Still playing at Elland Road, where it's now Leeds 3, Middlesbrough 2. Quite a first half there in the Championship. Emmanuel Latte-Lath, who opened the scoring for Borough on 3 minutes, has scored a second, rather, for Michael Carrick's men. In the National League, Kidderminster Harriers, the bottom side, they've got in front against Ebbsfleet. In fact, they've just doubled their lead in that match in first half injury time. They're winning 2-0 in that one. Harrogate have pulled a goal back at Bolton in the FA Cup through George Thompson, but Bolton are still winning by 3-1. Half time in the Championship is Swansea 0, Huddersfield 1. Half time in the Scottish Premiership, it's Motherwell 1, Dundee 2. Half time in the FA Cup, Newport 1, Barnet 0, and Peterborough 1, Doncaster 0. Half time at the Lens Hammond Stadium in the Isthmian Premier League, it's hashtag United 2, Canvey Island 0. No goals in the first half in the National League game between Bromley and Rochdale. That is 0-0. At the break. Half-time now at Twerton Park, where Chelmsford City currently trail 2-1 in the National League against their host Bath City. FA Cup, Sutton United of League 2 nil. Horsham, the lowest ranked side left in the competition, there in the ESPN Premier League. They were reinstated, after they lost a second round replay against Barnsley, but Barnsley were thrown out of the competition for fielding an ineligible player. And it's currently 0-0 in that tie. Elsewhere, Billericay Town 1-0 down at the break away to Wingate and Finchley in the ESPN Premier League. FA Cup, Oxford United 1, Grimsby Town 0. That's a half-time score. Bowes and Pitsy have doubled their lead at Walthamstow in the ESPN North. Price, who scored their first, scored their second as well, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. Premier League, Brentford 0, Luton 0 at the break. ESPN Premier League, Hornchurch leaders 0, Whitehawk 0. FA Cup at half-time, it's Wickham 0, Morecambe 1. Half-time at the dead in the Championship, it's Millwall 1, Sunderland 0. And half-time at Home Park, it's Plymouth 1, Stoke 1. Oxford City 0, Maidenhead United 3 is confirmed as a half-time score in the National League. In the FA Cup at half-time, it's Bolton 3, Harrogate 1. Half-time at Portman Road in the Championship, Ipswich 2, Coventry 0, and Sheffield Wednesday 1, Blackburn 0. That is the half-time score at Hillsborough. Scottish Premiership, it's Kilmarnock 1, Hearts 1 at the break. In the FA Cup, no goals in the first half of the tie between Stevenage and Port Vale. Just getting back to racing. A couple of results for you. In fact, I've got all the remaining results because the afternoon meetings have all now come to a close, and the meeting at Newcastle was abandoned, and there's no evening meeting either. So these are as follows. The 3.16 at Doncaster. First was number 2, Carved in Stone, priced at 6-1. Second was number 3, Caustic, the 9-4 favourite, and third was number 11, Rockola, priced at 12-1. 11 runners in that race. 3.25, last race of the day, at Newbury. First was number 1, Alexia de Nutz, priced at 9-2. Second was number 3, Master Chewy, the 4-6 favourite. And third was number 2, Excitations, priced at 6-1. 6 ran. And finally, this will be last result. 3.31 at Bangor on Dee was won by number 2, Guard the Moon, priced at 100-30. Second was number 4, Joya Mons, priced at 8-1. And third was number 1, Gallon Ray, the 5-4 favourite. There were just 4 runners in that race. And the snooker UK Championship, the first semi-final is over, and Ronnie O'Sullivan is in the final. He cleared in the final set with 90 to wrap up a commanding victory. 6 sets to 2 over Hossein Vafai of Iran, and Ronnie will face either Ding Junhui or Judd Trump in the final. The other semi-final takes place at 7 p.m. this evening. Got a full-time result in the rugby in the English Premiership. It's finished Bristol 51, Gloucester 26. Half-time in a match between Bath and Exeter Chiefs, and Bath are currently winning that one by 12 points to 10. Getting back to the football, because lots more half-times have now come through. And there's been a red card at Turf Moor in the Premier League. Sheffield United's Ollie McBurnie has been sent off late in the first half there. And it's been a disastrous first half for the Blades, with Burnley currently winning by 2-0. And Paul Heckingbottom and his side will have to play the rest of the match with 10 men. And yeah, that's now confirmed as a half-time score. Burnley 2, Sheffield United 0. Goalless at St Andrews in the Championship between Birmingham and struggling Rotherham. Hull 1, Watford 1. That is another half-time score from the Championship. National League, Kidderminster Harriers. Been a tough season for them so far after coming up from the National League North. They're currently bottom of the table, but a great first half for them has seen them take a 2-0 lead against Ebbsfleet United. FA Cup, Cambridge United 3, Fleetwood Town 0. That's a half-time score at the Abbey Stadium. Averley have conceded an equaliser at Parkside against Farnborough in the National League South. After Manny Ogurinde gave the Midlands the lead on 37 minutes, Farnborough have equalised just before half-time. Leeds 3, Middlesbrough 2 and Southampton 2, Cardiff 0. They're now confirmed as half-time scores in the Championship. League 1 at the break, it's Northampton 0, Portsmouth 2. Half-time at the Emirates in the Premier League, and it's Arsenal 2-0 up against Wolves. And all square in the FA Cup at the Gallagher Stadium at half-time, where Maidstone United of the National League South conceded against Barrow of League 2 in the 21st minute, but they scored an equaliser through Sam Corn on 35 minutes, and it's 1-1 at the interval. And by the way, well done to Roddy O'Sullivan. I know he's had a few problems and issues off the field, but he is through to that UK Championship final. So very well done to him. We have got the latest news coming up soon. We're going to be crossing over to Sky at 4 o'clock. A Tamla Motown classic from the mid-1970s. Take us there. Here come the Miracles, and this is Love Machine.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.